Oh, very definitely. I mean, at the very beginning of this process, so we're going back to the start, I didn't know this was going on, but a petition was raised by large numbers of victims, and various groups approached me and said, would you be prepared to chair it? That's then. I said, yes, I'd be prepared to consider it, but I was at that time representing families in the Hillsborough inquest, so it was not obviously a convenient time. However, the Home Secretary, Theresa May, as she then was, went ahead and appointed three different chairs without consultation with the victims. And I think that's where the problem begins, that it was the idea that you could go down that route. And in each occasion, they said, you know, why not ask us first? And one of the second chair stood down for that very reason, that the victims had not been consulted. And I think that this is extremely important in this, and in something of this, you have to have the trust of people who are already very vulnerable.
And you also have to have, presumably, Michael, the knowledge and know-how to actually get answers out of people who may not want to give answers or offer access into areas that they don't want to offer access into. Are you capable of doing this role? Do you expect to get a call from Amber Rudd?
I don't expect to get a call. They've had plenty of opportunity. They knew that I was interested before. They knew it was very public before. But what interests me is they didn't even pick up the phone and say, are you interested? Because, of course, they knew what the victims were asking for. And there are very political decisions being taken here. And, of course, they know, and possibly you do, that I've spent my life asking these questions in cases, not necessarily as the chair, obviously, but representing their groups. So I'm pretty well equipped to know what the questions are that would produce answers, or at least produce a situation in which you don't believe the answers you're getting. So, you know, it's about time that the Home Secretary paid regard to. I'm not the only person. I'm just saying I am very willing to do it. It's a public duty. I think it's extremely important. I spent my life doing this kind of thing.
Theresa May has made three appointments so far, and they have all failed. Baroness Butler Sloss, Dame Fiona Wolfe, and now Lowell Goddard. I mean, that is a serious embarrassment, and you must question her judgment on this, mustn't you?
I do, yeah, very seriously. In fact, more particularly, I question the advice. She's a very, you know, intelligent and sensible person. I've no doubt about that. But she has to act on advice, and the advice she must have been given was way off beam in relation to the first two, given the connections they had. And, you know, somebody who had their head screwed on properly would realize that the interest that those two had would not look as though justice was being seen to be done. The third one is you appoint somebody on the other side of the world, they're completely out of their depth. The English system and the English establishment and the kind of collusion that's gone on over the years requires somebody who knows the system inside out.